To X-ray, you're listening to X-ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and then the Halo, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
All right.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody. We done made it. Oh, my God. We got special guests, y'all. Make some noise. Introduce yourself, sir.
What's poppin', man? It's your boy, Mal London.
Yeah.
R&B singer.
Definitely not his first rodeo. He know what drill. Welcome to the show once again, sir.
Man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. For real.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming on.
Man, especially on the late hour. We know it's late, man. You be doing
Friday,
other things on a Friday night.
Of the week, but nah, it's all good vibes, man.
Not as late as last time, right?
Oh, yeah. We were like 1 hour earlier now.
Hey.
I feel moving up in the world.
But 1 hour is a big difference when you're...
It really is.
Getting like, up there in age like me.
Get some sleep.
Do you ever feel like a whole week is like a full moon? Because I feel like this week was like that.
Man.
I agree.
So
definitely. This week has been crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy busy. Got a lot of stuff going, so yeah, this has been a busy week for me, at least.
Every day this week been a Monday. Doggy dog world out there. We're all wearing milk bone underwear.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Oh, boy. So should we play, I think we should play a couple songs and then get into the interview.
Yeah, let's do it.
Blazers were officially sold today, so it's official. So, in case you were wondering.
Wait a minute, well sold today?
The Blazers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they sold.
Whoa, they sold?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah, the same guy who owns the Dallas Stars hockey or something like that.
What?
Something like that. He owns a hockey team either way. He now also owns the Blazers, and he promised not to move them out of town. So.
Did he sign a contract saying that? I don't take them words for it.
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, he did sign a contract.
Okay.
Oh, okay. As long as it's on ink.
Don't let it be a Sonic situation.
No, the Sonic.
See? That right there.
I know.
It was a handshake agreement.
I think Seattle's going to get a new team, though. They're promised the next franchise.
They said that like 10 years ago. Where that?
No, they have a next two in Seattle.
The next two.
Yeah, yeah.
Vegas? Vegas?
They're going to have all the teams now. Yeah. They had no teams, now they have all the teams.
That's a dangerous place.
That's crazy. They're like in the last, like, what, 6 years,
yeah,
they came up.
Zero pro teams to now they're going to have all of them.
They already got three. They got a hockey. They got football. And
baseball's coming.
Oh, I thought they already had a baseball.
The A's, but they're technically playing out of town.
So. Oh.
And then soccer, if you count that, they have a soccer team.
Oh, yeah. The A's are moving to Vegas?
Yeah, dang. See, we should have had the A's.
The stadium's getting built, so the A's are playing in Sacramento right now.
Bro, this is going to be
too Portland
hot,
week
bro.
For that. I'm upset.
Too hot to be playing out there.
I'm going to crash out.
Maybe they can still get the A's if they build the stadium quicker than Vegas. I don't know.
Man, they go play at that Hillsborough Stadium until the real one is done. You know what I'm saying?
Hillsborough.
Hey, man, don't sleep on that Hillsborough Stadium. Is dope.
Oh, they did just build their other building in New
York. Yeah, that stadium is dope.
Shout out to the house.
You know what's wild? I know we shouldn't get into being a sports show, but you know what's wild about that is
what
is the area where they're build where they want to build the Major League Stadium. In between the two bridges down here on the south waterfront is actually a smaller area than the area where Hillsborough has a stadium. It's like,
oh, that's unreal.
I'm like, if it's a major league team, they need to give them a bigger area. I don't feel like they could fit that big of a stadium there, but maybe that's for a different radio show. But
they really should.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You got to make the calls, man.
Yeah, exactly.
The calls.
They tripping.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Let's get into some music.
All right. Let's and a word from our sponsor.
And a word from our sponsor. What's today's word? Is it Uncle Cliffy?
Yes, talking about Best Day Ever Fest.
Best Day Ever
which
Fest.
Which is tomorrow at the McMenamins. If I can give you a tip, if you're going to that show, go very early if you're driving. The parking and getting into that place situation is no joke.
He ain't lying.
Have either of you been to a show at that McMenamins?
Yes.
The Troutdale one or whatever.
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
Yeah, it's serious.
I have.
Yeah.
So. That's why I knew right away what you were talking
your
about.
Your best bet might be just get a room tonight, and then you can just walk down into the thing when you're
tomorrow. Hey, that's a good strategy.
It's like a two-day festival. So. Oh, Amine is tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, for those wondering when he goes on. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That should be a good show.
Sorry, I'm just delaying while I get everything.
This guy right here.
Shoot, the letout's going to be crazy, though. The after show, trying to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic.
Oh, that's when it'd be brutal. Bumper to bumper.
Mm. Dope lineup both days. You might see me out there.
Uh-oh. Go on, do it. And you ready to go?
Support for X-Ray FM comes from the second annual Best Day Ever Fest, featuring Aminé, Thundercat, Amare, Smino, Zach Fox, and more over two nights, this September 13th and 14th at Edgefield Concerts. Aminé is touring behind his new album, 13 Months of Sunshine. Details, tickets, and festival lineups at thebestdayeverfest.com. Support for
pretty girl anthem. This song meant for a girl like you, so it ain't random. Couple haters probably mad cause they not true. Let them throw tantrums. And you the topic of discussion cause you all that, baby, handsome.
You let me in on the first thing. I feel like me having you was a stipulation of my birthright. I don't think you're ready for the third night. Did you call me daddy? Oh my god, I think I heard.
Like damn, girl, you let me hit it on the camera. I told all my niggas that you bad. This a pretty girl anthem, pretty girl anthem, pretty girl anthem, pretty girl anthem. If you bad and you know it, baby, come and show it. If you bad and you know it, baby, come and show it. If you bad and you know it, baby, come and show it. If you bad and you know it, baby, come and show it. Pretty girl anthem.
And I just gotta keep it real. I just seen you post a couple pictures on the gram. I don't know how to feel. Looking all grown with design on the back, red bottom heels. I swear you give a nigga chills. I guess looks do really kill. You look pretty with the makeup, even better on the wake up. Calm shit, it don't take much. Ass fat, shorty caked up. Body snatched from the waist up. Really trying to get a taste up.
If you know me like them.
You look pretty when you wake up. Bad bitches like you don't even need makeup. 10, 10, 10, 10, waist down to the waist up. Instagram on the pay stub, OnlyFans on the pay stub.
Sup, girl, Larry, you can have it.
Can't be insecure
when you got a bad bitch.
Girl, I know it's hard,
but you know how to manage it. For my ladies one time.
If you know you getting money, put your hands up. If you keep these niggas coming, put your hands up. If you know that you a baddie, put your hands up. If you know you got a fatty, put your hands up.
If you know me like this.
Touch me all day, all night. I just want you. I'm about to lose my mind. Turn up the bass, turn down the light, and tell me one time, can you swing my way? When I'm talking to you, I don't know what to say. But I can call up a stranger and talk my whole life away. Milwaukee margaritas, I didn't know that was a thing. Carry me home, marry me now, I promise you everything. Chanel in every city, simply talking dirty. Whoa, whoa, filthy mouth, filthy lips, but my teeth purr. Oh, I know, Bible scriptures on your left eye, verses you don't really live by. All she do is work, fuck Uber Eats and get high. Never will a flying coach, babe. Never will a flying coach, babe. Been spending summers on a road, babe. I'm a vocal coach for your throat, babe. My ears are sensitive. Tell me that it's mine. Oh. All I hear is yes, yeah, yes. All I hear is yes, yeah, yes it is. My ears are sensitive. Tell me that it's mine. Oh. Sensitive. So when I ask you, is it mine? All you ever say is yes,
yes. So many people use the word vain. If you didn't mean it when we were at the altar then. Now that I'm gone, don't try to act like you did. Now you coming for my commas. You my little baby mama. Telling people that I'm crazy. When you left me with a baby, finally sticking up for myself. So much that I'm losing my voice. Claiming I'm keeping you from your seat. It's not like I had a choice. I was waiting when you met me. Or did you forget? No congrats on the Grammy. Not even for pretend. Shopping sprees with my money. Stepping out with my groupies. The stress of it all is killing me. So if I really think you're trying to do me. And I understand that everything that I say can and will be used against me. So I'll finish it right here by saying allegedly. Allegedly, yeah.
Ask you, is it mine? Just say yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Just let me undress you, baby.
Yes, it is.
Just tell me that it's
yes, it is.
So
so, so, so.
Yes, they gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
That's the Yes It Is remix. Whoa. Leon Thomas, Money Long, and Marshall. And then before that was Swing My Way by Supernova.
Sing My Name.
Yes. And then before that, what did I play? Man, I'm so on it today.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty Girl Anthem remix. Cavi, I hope I'm saying that right. Cavi Sinatra and Zeddy Will. Okay. We're back.
We're back.
Mal London's in the house.
Mal London in the house. Studio audience, please clap it up.
So we've already gave you the like typical interview questions. Is there anything you want to bring up or talk about just right out the
gate? Skip that. I got a question right out the gate.
Let's get it.
The name of the album.
Yeah.
What does it mean and how did you even come up with that?
All right, let's go right to it.
Mayakoba, man.
Yeah.
The project name came from a trip I took actually around this time last year in Mexico. It's a beautiful place in Mexico called Mayakoba.
Oh.
And it's a beautiful like resort area, not an opportunity to spend some time out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, and what it stands for, what it translates to is the village over water.
Okay.
The name actually translates to. But for me, it meant much more. It meant like a real safe haven for me. And I gained a lot just being there. And from there, I just like, nah, there's something here. There's energy here that I wanted to write about. And that's what I kind of stem from, Mayakoba.
Right on. I love that. Yeah. Just taking a piece of it with you everywhere now.
Yeah, for me, man, I think traveling, I've been traveling a lot these past like couple years. And so
right on.
I try to take those experiences for what they are and really try to bask in those moments. And
As you know,
especially international travel, being able to get out of the States, a lot of that is I'm finding influences a lot of my sound and my music today. So it's kind of it.
This is dope. I love it. Yes.
Kind of off the subject, but related to travel.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite place that you, since you've been traveling a lot, where the food was just like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be this good?
Oh, nothing beats Jamaica, man.
Oh,
that's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
I imagine that, too, because I've had Jamaican food here that I've loved, and I'm like, that's got to be so much better there. So
shoot. When incredible. I was in New York, they had some good Jamaican food, man.
That's like, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Savannah, too.
Ooh,
believe it or not.
That.
Yeah,
Savannah.
Georgia, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamaica, man, it's the oxtail, the jerk
chicken. Oh, yeah, the jerk chicken.
Food, like, you just feel like, man, I don't want to go back home. Like, what am I going back home for? That's probably my, like, top spot that I've gotten the plans to travel to.
Right on.
And enjoy, like, just the culture and the food out there.
Man, love it.
Jamaica. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
Not missing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go ahead and talk about this project. All right. So, I know it's been like kind of like a long time coming for you because now you had a place of peace and everything like that. Was there a song that also represents this as well?
Man, that's a good question. For me, I feel like of course, like any artist would say, these are all my babies.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah, I would say there's been moments though. So I live with this project. So this project has been in the works since maybe late 2024. So, and a lot of these songs have stayed the same, which is not usually my process. A lot of it is like new songs coming and going. It's like just it's a new project almost every few months where I'm like reshaping things and then I come to a conclusion of like this is the body of work I want to run with. But with this one, I really was intentional about it. And so, you know, if we start down just a line of like what the first song is called, Road to Mayakoba, it's an acoustic R&B record where something that I typically don't do. That's something that's foreign and that's a new space for me.
Okay.
And so that kicked the record off and it kind of put the theme and the tone around the project and what this is. This is, searching for peace type of record. So that sets the stage in a way. And it's a quick intro, but that's, to me, one of the most important songs on that project because it sets the tone for the rest of the project.
Right on.
Here's what to expect. This is something that I haven't done before. It's more using my voice in a different way. It's you know, just a guitar in my vocals. So to me, that's like the tone setter. And then my favorite song, and it changes every day, but today, like in this hour, in this moment, my favorite song is Highways.
Highways
is one of those songs for me where it just, another one where it's a tone setter. And I'm just at this point right now where I want to take my music is very much on intentionality. And so Highways for me has the melodic elements that I'm searching for and I'm looking for, but also has that bounce that, you know, we all love and can ride to.
All right.
That's a jam. That's actually one of the three I picked.
All right. Hey, so is that the one you want us to play first, or you got another one in mind you want us to play first?
Yeah, man, let's run with Highways. Man. Okay, I think Highways is a good vibe. All
right.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I mean, we can. Yeah, sure. Let me see. All right, here we go. They gave us a shot.
Two-point turn, hit the left on the highway. 80 on the dash, in my own lane. These nights won't last, it's growing pains. Stone face, suppress what I won't say. My word I gave, I said I won't give up. My problem is with you, it's all about trust. I never thought about you being jealous, but maybe that's just me being selfish, babe. Maybe this highway goes two ways. Life be moving fast, trying to do my best to recognize we at the right pace. Girl, you know this ain't gon' last. Borderline, I was in between. Lot of late night combos, I'm like, what it means? Got me here second guessing shit. It seems like a last left, so I notice it. Please, I sat back, gave you silence. I ain't wanna talk much, girl, I'm quiet. I ain't wanna judge when it's you, I'm like Simon. Out of line, out of pocket, don't try me. Everything that we have is worth fighting. My word I gave, I said I won't give up. My problem is with you, it's all about trust. I never thought about you being jealous, but maybe that's just me being selfish, babe. Maybe this highway goes two ways. Life be moving fast, trying to do my best to recognize we at the right pace. Girl, you know this ain't gon' last.
They gave us a show.
Those are the three I got.
Yeah. You guys.
We're back.
Yes.
We're back.
All right. Yeah.
What did they hear?
They just heard Highways by Mal London. Now, who produced that joint?
So, my boy, Broke Boy.
Broke Boy?
Which is, he's from Atlanta.
Okay.
So, he's not local, but he's super talented. Connected with him through, you know, the virtual world.
Yeah. Say less.
Produced by Broke Boy, man. He is cold, man. He's musician through and through, and that's one of those ones that just came easy, you know. We just worked that one out, so
right on,
man, for sure.
Well, he definitely gave us a jam right there, man.
Yeah,
and like I said it off air, but I'm gonna say it on air. I don't know how you've never thought to do this before, because you have the voice for this. It's like, it's a beautiful marriage with that kind of sound, dude. It's dope,
man. I appreciate it, man. I think a lot of that comes from trial and error, and like figuring out, like, okay, I'm comfortable singing this way, and not having, like, initially a lot of it was just, you know, coming from like more of a rap perspective initially when I started doing music. And I think the more that I'm growing into my artistry, I'm finding myself loving the songwriting element, and that comes to like more R&B and, you know, in that bag. So
okay,
that's really what it is now, man. I kind of feel like I'm moving in this direction, and hopefully, you know, I continue to make more records like that.
You better. You never disappoint. I've been listening to you for like, God, what has it been, like 6 years?
That's crazy.
At least.
It's probably been around that.
Time flies.
Like, I know. And you have never disappointed me ever. Everything you have put out, I have been a big fan of, man. So
yeah, I appreciate
props
that.
To you. Seriously, dude.
Thank you, bro.
I'm not like an easy guy to impress with music.
That's
so that's saying a lot.
Nah, I appreciate that, man. For real.
Like, I didn't even hear your music first. The first time I ever heard anything from you was when I saw you live at the Thesis.
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Max Smith.
Yes.
Man.
After that, I was like, this dude is dope.
Yeah. No, man, that's man, you know, everybody knows that's a household. That's like a staple here in Portland. So for a long time, I was the artist. I was hitting up Verbs. Hey, bro, how can I get a set on, you know, the Thesis? And he was, you know, respectfully be like, your time will come.
Right.
And I think, you know, when the music made sense and he seen that work ethic, then that's when you respect him. He was like, yo, I have something for you. And I took that opportunity and hopefully hit it for a home run. That was, you know.
That you did.
Yes.
And the rest is music history.
We were there.
We were there. Yes, man. We could testify to that.
And I appreciate it, though, for real. Mm-hmm.
I definitely got to get back out to the Thesis. It's been a minute for sure.
Same.
Definitely.
Busy guys.
Yeah, Thursdays are always tough for me, man. Now, I always feel like I'm moving around.
Speaking of Thesis, but you have a show coming up, and it's sold out. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah,
let
man.
People know where you're going to be?
Yeah, next Friday. We're here in Portland. We're going to be at the 1905. With I'm gonna be supporting Wynn, a super talented artist from Portland, Oregon. Probably the one that's kicking the door in a lot of, especially in hip hop, in a lot of ways, and representing the city.
Yes.
And she's doing it's called a tour next door, where she's doing a bunch of different iconic venues around the Portland area, and she's doing a show at these different spots. And I'm part of that 1905 show that kicks off that tour. And it's sold out, so unfortunately, people who are looking for tickets won't be able to
look for a giveaway.
Yeah, we'll figure out something maybe down the line.
Yeah,
you know, if something goes crazy, we might have to run it back.
We running it back.
So yeah, Wynn's the home girl. She's super talented. She was featured on my last project, and I'm just grateful that she, you know, just invited me to join her for her on her tour.
Right on.
No doubt. I think all
congratulations and everything that implies with that.
They had one with Milk and I think Teaspoon and Vari, and I think all those sold out. There was one other one I'm not even thinking of right now.
Yeah, because it was like six, right?
Yeah,
and they all sold out, which is insane.
Wait, man, that just shows Wynn's power, bro.
She got
cold.
Juice.
She's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I always show love, you know what I mean? She's doing her thing. So yeah.
Can I say, if they're listening, shout out to Etal, by the way. So I met her manager. He's a good dude, for real. A good dude. We've been kind of talking back and forth on Instagram. So if you're listening, shout out to you, for real. So
right on.
He just had a birthday recently. So.
All right, let's get into some more music here. What's another joint you want us to play of yours?
When we come back, I'm doing the choice of the episode.
Okay.
So you guys be prepared for that. You know, I don't think you've done it before, but I'll ask a choice. It'll be something stupid. Usually you just say, would you rather do this or this kind of thing?
Ooh,
if it's dumb, you can just say pass. But
I'm with it. Let's do it.
All right.
What are we playing next?
Yeah, what are we playing next? What you want us to play next?
Man, I feel
like
got
the whole catalog. I'm itching.
Man, I feel like we should play Twilight.
Ooh, I was looking at it. It
was
right under there.
I feel like it's almost close to that time. Yeah, I feel like Twilight would be a good vibe.
Right on. So explain this song. Walk them into it.
Yeah, that was actually the first single off the new project, Mayacoba, that I just dropped. That was the first single. That was one of those ones. It felt good. It was a collection of producers, actually all from New York, that worked on that record. And yeah, man, that was Twilight, man. That's just a great record. And I'm, you know, super happy how it came about.
Wait a minute, I might have to say this after the break or during the break, but you were in New York and you didn't tell me.
Man, I just be moving, man.
I could have plugged you with a bunch of people, fam.
Oh
my God, bro. I could have hooked you up.
Check in,
I be moving around.
I'm like, dang, I got sources out there. You didn't plug.
Yes, sir.
We'll get to the song.
Battle scars, battle wounds. My heart, yeah, for sure has embraced it. Yeah, I went through many moons. Not sure how much more I can take it. Guess I'm getting comfortable. Girl, I don't even know if I can shake this. I was sitting by the pool, where I wish all my love was adjacent. If it's our time, if it's our time, if it's our time, I'll meet you right there. It's a quarter past nine. No, we both scared. But if it's up, I don't even know if it's safe for me. Cause I can never tell you what's in store. Everything I'm seeing, feeling make believe. It's hard to say what's in their core. If it's peace and then you can read mine. For your sake, I tell you I'll be fine. No, I never expected you to change minds. Cause it's hard enough to follow through. If the shame's on you, it's cause I wear it well. That won't pardon you. It's the moments that I fall, cause I really thought you meant it. Concrete, everything we had was cemented. Underestimated, maybe that's a statement. Maybe next time make the message more blatant. Battle scars, battle wounds. My heart, you for sure has embraced it. Yeah, I went through many moons. Not sure how much more I can take it. Guess I'm getting comfortable. Girl, I don't even know if I can shake this. I was sitting by the pool, where I wish all my love was adjacent. If it's our time, if it's our time, if it's our time, I'll meet you right there. It's a quarter past nine. I know we both scared, but if it's our time.
So listen, gonna be there like around 12, 12:30. Need you to just be ready. We can go ahead and just keep it going. So we can make sure you make the most of it. Cause only the real moments gonna last. And you know that.
Sleep again. It started off innocent. As time went on, the dream just got worse, it seems. So what does it mean that you're still
fit to share. This road is lonely as it seems, at least I've been prepared. I left no feeling spared, still I care for you. There for you in this world, where's on you, where was I? By your side like a pair, two of a kind. Back when we were aligned, back when you were still mine. Back into the back and forth, I'm backing out the garage. I could double back, my rear view looking like a mirage. Happier days, the table breaking at the mirage. Vegas not with the guys, just you and I, do or die. Can you blow the die for me? Wanna try my luck again? before we kick the bucket, fuck it, can we fall in love again? I know all these other men on your neck, and that's cool. I know all these other chicks wanna check, and that's true. I know all you ever wanted was depth, a conversation that meant something. Fuck all of the flexing, that's true.
they hear. They give
Man,
us a show.
They gave us a show. Right there, you just got through hearing The Internet Hold On. But to set it off, man, you got to hear Twilight by Mal London right here.
Wait, what was between those two?
And between that, you heard On and On by Alex Isley and Jack Dine featuring Boss.
Can I say real quick, we're coming up to the X-Ray Fall fundraiser. Please donate to this station so that when I come here, there'll be some freaking drinks in that fridge because it's freaking hot. No, for real.
You know what? I thought you was going to say something about that music choice selection, but then he chucks it to the refrigerator.
I just had to say what's in my mind.
Oh, jeez. It's thirsty, roasty, mofo.
I feel like it's a little roasty here. It's disrespectful to our guest. I apologize about that.
Oh, we could cut the thing on doing the brace, but I'd be spacing it. We get so caught up in all the conversations off the air, we're like, man.
It's time for the choice of the episode.
Oh, shooky dooky.
So
to
on
the
this,
quack,
I'll
quack.
Just ask a ridiculous choice.
Oh boy, here we go.
Would you rather, and you can each answer this.
Okay.
Would you rather do? Shadow's gonna hate this.
Oh god.
The one chip challenge, or take one slap in the face from a pro slap fighter.
One chip. Those
Did they be knocking people out, fell?
I ain't got it in me. I ain't got it in me to take, bro. What?
I ain't got it in me.
I seen dude arms go straight up, falling back. Nah,
at least you honest.
Jaw at your face.
You are honest, sir.
Yeah. They change faces, like you.
They change colors.
Yeah, you look at the person, be like, yo, you was that's you.
And some of them, when they get slapped, like you see, like you know, the handprint, it be like the whole left or right side of their face.
I never knew you could master slapping. Like they be slapping.
Can they put this in the Olympics? You get a gold medal for this. They got Popeye arms.
Football players' legs.
I'll take two of those those chip challenges. Two of them. Double it. Oh, okay, run it back.
Oh, God.
Ain't no way.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely.
You guys are right. Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. Yeah, I would take the chip on that, too, man. I ain't getting slapped up, man. Nah, man.
I've done the chip, and I would still take the chip.
Yeah, man. I'm not getting passed out right there. Ugh. I might come back up swinging. I get knocked out. Like, what just happened?
You might come back up in the middle of next week.
Is there a dollar amount, though?
A dollar? Oh.
For the
slap? For the
I don't even know if I'd do it for a billion. Oh, man.
For a billion? Oh, nigga, slap me up.
Slap Slash, go me ahead. Knock silly. Me out.
They're going to have to use that billion.
Oh, God, bro. I'll take the bill, fam. A slap for a bill? Oh, slap me up. Slap me silly.
I'm
laughing all the way to the bank.
A bill?
Seriously.
I'm gonna have to handprint everything. Walk into the bank. Nah, that's funny, man.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So we're gonna come to the time of the show. Is there anything else you want to bring up coming up or that we haven't mentioned yet?
Yeah, man. Like I said, new project called My Cobra. That's out on all streaming platforms. That's Spotify, Apple, Tidal. Amazon, everywhere. Where you can listen to the music. I think right now I'm in a space of intentionality and trying to make music that reflects what I'm doing, where I'm at, mentally and somewhat physically, and trying to create, you know, the visual and the you know, the world that I'm trying to build with it. So it's called My Cobra, Mal London, on all streaming platforms. Tap into that. And then, you know, I'm going to be following up soon with some new music, man. I'm going to try to always continue to feed at least my creative and people who listen to my music and my fans and people who love what I do. So don't have to wait too long for some new music on top of that. So, And then, of course, the show. The show, of course, like I said, it is sold out, but... man, if you really want to catch it, send me some DMs and, you know, we can maybe pull something together if there's enough people and we might have to run it.
Me. So we want to get to some more of your music. I want you to pick like two songs and we're going to play those like back to back.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay, so give us two songs. Cause we heard Twilight.
We heard
Highways.
So let's do Damage.
Okay. Damage.
And let's do Set in Stone.
Set in Stone.
Yeah, those two. I feel like each of the records right now are a reflection of what the project is sounding like entirely. So I feel like them is the ones, man.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. Yes, Damage, sir. By Mal London.
Did my damage. I can never tell you why, babe. Won't understand it when I look into your eyes, babe. It's like no one's there to greet me. No matter how many times I stay with you, left me there in pieces. Damn, I know what to do. I can read the signs, baby. It's fine lately. Now I just don't mind, baby. Time wasted. You always said how I'm blind to the words. I can feel it. I can feel it in my spirit now. Passenger, why you tryna steer me? Got me wishing it was different now.
Noticing every shift. Chose the other way when I knew I wasn't equipped. Battling back and forth, white flag on my hip. Michelin, no star, I fall, I must admit. This love in the room, I fear I got a whiff. Looking the other way, acknowledging the what ifs. Questioning my intentions, catching me politicking. All it takes is some history, maybe there's something missing. Filling voids long before I ever had a missus. Trying to do my best, staying on the right path. When I was low key, I never had me no issues. We was going steady, I gave it all that I had. Falling, baby. Every shot I take, I blame it all on the glass. Sorry, baby, sorry, baby. Oh, you hate to hear it, I never thought it would happen.
I did my damage. I can never tell you why, baby. Won't understand it when I look into your eyes, baby. It's like no one's there to greet me. No matter how many times I stay with you, left me there in pieces. Damn, I know what to do. I can read the signs, baby. It's fine lately. Now I just don't mind, baby. If it's time wasted. You always said how I'm blind to the words. I can feel it. I can feel it in my spirit now. Passenger, why you tryna steer me? Got me wishing it was different now.
First thing in the morning. If only you knew you could've stayed tonight. This room is vacant, it's lonely. It's the comfort I'm used to when you by my side. I wish this was new, wish you was mine. Wish there was some we can go back in time. But it's the same you, you ain't changed your mind. No, it's double-sided, we both the same kind. I lay with you, and we fell asleep. I prayed for you, so you did the same for me. But this time, really feels set in stone. I can say that it's better now than it was before. Look, it was destined to fate. I never knew the magnitude what could be at stake. Ducking off, spun the news, I knew how to shake. I put the blame on you, so now what can I say? What's karma to a nigga if I sat there and waited? You say that I'm jaded, know I'm quick to downplay it. These cards be dealt, you know I'm always gon' face it. My cobra, man praying, hoping it saves me. Residential, treating shit like it's a vacation. Cause this life's too short. Treat it like a blessing, cause one could abort. So I had to get away from the politics, feel broken promises. When I needed clarity, I always wanna fight the shit. Why you saying shaded beats? This be what I'm looking for. Love never gave me peace, know what I'm suited for. Got a lot of mileage, place I never been before. Watch the sun rising. First thing in the morning, yeah. If only you knew you couldn't stay tonight. This room is vacant, it's lonely. It's the comfort I'm used to when you by my side. I wish this was new, wish you was mine. Wish there was some we can go back in time. But it's the same you, you ain't changed your mind. No, it's double-sided, we both the same kind. I lay with you, and we fell asleep. I prayed for you, so you did the same for me. But this time, really feels set in stone. I can say that it's better now than it was before.
You called it a journey, but deep down you knew it was an escape. But distance only made the questions louder. This path you chose, it's paved with everything you had to leave behind and everything. every step you took, was you learning how to let go?
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
What did we hear?
Oh, my goodness. So, right off the bat, you heard Damage by Mal London.
Yeah.
And, of course, right after that, Set in Stone. Bro was trying to take us there, like, straight up. Yeah, I was like, what you doing to us with the spoken word piece? Like, who was that at the end?
So, I actually, man, it's on some, like, production type stuff. But
yeah.
I wrote a script to kind of, like, help narrate the album. And so I hired someone who I thought fit the tone and the vibe of the project. And then wrote a script for me that helped, you know, host the project in a way.
I'm feeling this.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, long story short, it was something that, you know, worked on and building the script around the project.
Dang.
Nail it home. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Go ahead, Ocean. I think you had a question.
Who, I don't know if you said this before you played him, but who produced those two?
So Damage, again, back to the Twilight record, same producers. Okay. Some New York cats. Actually, one of the dudes used to work, or he still works for the MLS team out there in New York, the Red Bulls. And we actually got connected because I used to do some work for some of the Timbers stuff here, so we would have some games in New York that I got a chance to travel to and meet, you know, some of the people. So same producers that did Twilight, and then Set in Stone is Angelo Imani is the producer, and he's I think I just met him online as well, and he's like a producer, sample maker, and super talented. So yeah, those are kind of the overall production.
That's knows
for her. And so yeah, we coming down to the end of the show, so you want to give out some shots and props out and anything that are coming up that you can have people come see you at?
Yeah, like I said, man, we got the show next this upcoming Friday with Wynn. Shout out to her and her team. I'm looking forward to that. Shout out to, you know, of course, the fam and everybody here locally. I'm in Portland. We've been, you know, supporting, continue to push the message and the vibe that I'm pushing at the moment. And of course, my family and friends back in Seattle. So yeah, a lot of the hometown and everything that we represent. And I think locally, like I said, man, there's a lot of talented artists and musicians and creators out here. So I'm praying that, you know, more light comes to the city, and there's, you know, there's more eyes that come and more opportunities for, you know, myself and everybody included to continue to grow and elevate the you know, the community out here as a whole, because I think there's a lot of talented people. It's an untapped market in some ways. I think it's like, if you know, you know, but there's a lot of talented people out here that you know, I think people worldwide need to be hearing and listening to. So yeah, man, I'm happy to be here and continue to, you know, work and continue to network and build the foundation that we're building. So yeah,
that was solid. And if you enjoyed this episode, you can catch this tomorrow on demand at xray.fm, the X-Ray app, or the link in our bio on Instagram page. It'll be available at breakfast tomorrow, so you can listen to it.
Yeah, you can catch up with me individually if you like at the S-H-A-Y-D-O, that's Shado with an underscore on Instagram, and at the real Shado on anything else.
And yeah, Mal London, M-A-L dot L-O-N-D-O-N on all Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Everywhere you can, you know, search, you will find that that tag. So yeah, man, tap in if you like what you hear. Again, I just dropped a new project called Maya Koba, and it's on all streaming platforms. And yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I feel like there's gonna be some more to wrap up this year, and this is just kind of the beginning. So again, thank you all for having me, man.
Man, it's thank always an honor and a pleasure having you on. Seriously.
For real. You're welcome back anytime. For real.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we on the air, let the whole world know. Congratulations once again. My man's engaged, yo. It's going to go down. I'm so happy for you, bro.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Seriously.
That's a fact, man. I couldn't do it without my lady. She has been supportive and always pushed me to be the best that I can. And man, you know how it is, man. It's just, you know, when you got somebody who supports you undeniably, yeah, that's what it's all about. So,
yeah. 100%.
Right on. That's what good women do. Mm-hmm. So you set.
Facts.
Right on. Whew. Anything else you got to add, Ocean? You got 2 minutes.
I'm Danny Ocean. You can find me on Pinterest. I still got a good collection of cocktail recipes that I've pinned on there and barbecue stuff. So check me out. Also on MySpace, but all the song links of the songs I used to rap are all taken down. So you just have to imagine what this is based on the title name.
It's broken down, son.
You got to shoot me those cocktail recipes, man.
Shoot. You can go to my page. You scroll down. I got a plethora of cocktails. Like, you, videos are actually me making it. So
see,
you can,
I need that.
Do that step by step.
I'm going to tap in.
Man, I'm thinking about starting a class where I just go to people's spots and just show them how to make these drinks, dude, or something like that.
Hip-hop version of that would be so fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Cocktail, hip-hop cocktail making class.
Oh, my God. I could do it.
That'd be fire.
I got the blueprint. Like, it's on, ooh, like Donkey
the
Kong.
The first drink is the blueprint, like some Jay-Z.
Oh, like now we talking.
See, come on, man.
We filthy with